Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now,
the Patriot Way is it's a fear-based organization. Obviously, do they win? Hell yes, they win. They won for a long time. Do I think people enjoy, can say, I had a lot of fun playing there? No, I don't.
Cultural change is hard.
Look like you're having a lot of fun out there today.
Woo!
I'm going to play with a lot of good energy.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and be
tomorrow.
Safe, guys.
Be careful.
Right.
Be careful.
Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
It's like the people here at the radio station. I mean, I come over here. I'm like Lamar Jackson. I'm the Lamar Jackson of WEEI.
You remember the night that Lamar Jackson...
And I've revolutionized the place.
And you're not getting the credit?
I don't need
the credit. I just want to thank you, Wiggy.
Thank you.
Just like a pat on the back or a handshake.
Thank you.
I mean, maybe Ordway could stop me in the hallway and say, hey, thanks.
Well, load them up.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
Mac and cheese needs to be made with cavatappi pasta, the little twisty ones. Not fusilli, cavatappi.
Ciao, arrivederci.
Not elbow macaroni, because elbow macaroni is the nastiest S on the planet.
Papa John.
There's only one, and that's Black Mac. Black macaroni and cheese, man.
Oh, boy.
And now I grew up on white Mac.
Blinded by the white.
Is that like Bernie Mac?
Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Oh, if you guys run the Philly special Sunday, Tom, I will do anything for you the rest of my life.
And now you have to have some cool play.
Well, I think Trick plays when they run as well as they did, and they always seem to work. So, and they give you a lot of momentum.
Over to Edelman. He's loading up to throw it. He's going to the end zone, and it's a touchdown. You said it had to be a special play. Boy, was it.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
Greg, yeah. Wiggy took a brick and crushed you in the head. Would you not expect some kind of legal action?
I certainly would.
In every single play of a football game, there is something that would be assault on an actual street corner. You can't tackle a stranger.
The work would be great if you could just tackle somebody.
God.
You get 15 yards for hitting a defenseless salesperson.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
I like fried chicken.
Where the f*** are they all?
So now he's in a coma and, you know.
What coma?
Coma. Sorry,
Jerome.
Boomer.
Jesus Christ.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the beers. I'm watching the pass.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Know your stuff. Let's go.
I don't think this texter is going to get what they want. They are asking that there is zero Gronk talk on the show today.
Nobody knows.
I don't know if we're going to be able to do that or not.
Nope.
I wish we could. Mm-mm. I don't think there'll be any AB talk on the show today, but there's probably going to have to be some Gronk talk on the show today.
Can't guarantee that either, boss.
Nick, you made it back safe from Philadelphia.
I did.
How was it down there?
It's hell.
It was hell?
It is a portal to hell. It is if you actually opened the Book of the Dead, and it had cheese whiz and pretzels.
They're a vicious group of people down there.
All right, honest to God, that's an awesome tailgate.
Really?
They are a vicious, mean-spirited, crazy-ass people, but they are pigskin passionate, and they make Sunday fun day.
Well, you like
way more energy than Foxborough.
You like ranking things. Mm-hmm. You've been on the road a lot this year. Mm-hmm. Where do you rank the Philly tailgate?
That's a top fiver.
It is?
It's a top fiver.
Well, who else is Buffalo's got to be on that list, right?
Buffalo, Kansas City, Cleveland, and the Houston Texans would round out my top five tailgates.
Really? Cleveland gets in there?
Oh,
really?
The Muni lot is where it's at.
Yeah.
They are undefeated up till 12:59 p.m. Undefeated.
It's a lot of rankings. I mean,
When you suck, you tail you party because that's the only win you get on a Sunday.
All right. Well, it's a Patriots Monday. Welcome to your show. If you'd like to call at any point this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line. That is 37937. Coming up at 7, Boomer Esiason will join us. Boomer. Well, Boomer's he is an old school NFL guy, so I cannot wait to ask Boomer about Colin Kaepernick and what happened over the weekend.
Boomer,
so, Boomer, Boomer, coming up at 7,
and it's load him up.
At some point, Tom Brady will join us. Yeah. We believe probably later in the show. I would guess, Curtis.
Yep.
Right. All right. So, Tom Brady coming up later in the show. Right now, it's time for this.
This is.
Is that some kind of a comment about the New England Patriots holding on loosely?
It's actually a listener request. I think his idea was 38 special, playoff Philly special.
Ah, okay. You know? All right, so, good, good. I'm reading
Johnny
into things.
Southside,
I should stop reading into things.
Well, sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I try to take a subtle message. That was described as the Cars meet Skinner by their band member. I kind of like that. Anyway, we had epic Bill Belichick last night. As epic as he gets with this little dig.
They just did a good job. Looked like I had a lot of fun out there today, and I'm going to play with a lot of good energy.
Little fun out there. Now, that's an obvious shot at Lane Johnson, who trash-talked the Patriots back in February of the Super Bowl 52 year. Now, it's kind of a weak comeback because they lost the big game, and they won Week 11. But here's where I think it stands out. First of all, it's proof to Curtis that trash talk not only matters, it sticks with Belichick years after the fact that he's going to revenge serve cold and, you know, lay that on there after a Week 11 win. But also, I think this is a shot at Brady for being as dejected and despondent as he was after
Get
a win.
Here. Will you
that,
stop?
Like, Tom, we're having fun out there. We won the game. We're 9-1.
He was Pouty Patterson.
He was Pouty Patterson.
Yes, he was. Well, he's a competitor.
Yeah, of course.
And he did not have the performance of a lifetime last night. No, he didn't.
Well, Tom Brady's dejection has nothing on Greg Hill right now because I couldn't decide between Colin Kaepernick or Gronkowski for my lead. So to that texter, I apologize. It's 6:07. We've already broken your request. But I'm going to present it in this way. Which is more likely, Gronk back in the NFL or Kaepernick back in the
NFL? Can you pick neither? Ooh. Could somebody pick neither?
These Gronk teased announcements are getting to the point of absurdity. I mean, it is if he doesn't come back on Tuesday, if his announcement isn't to return, and none of us believe that that will be the case, correct?
Yeah, no.
So
no.
The fact is he's going to be promoting something else with Perry Antelman, but I do have some audio that I got of his announcement that I picked up this morning.
Okay. I'm full!
He's going to say he's full. It's going to be the Taco Bell announcement.
Well, I think Danielle feels the same way. She's very disturbed this morning
with
Gronk.
Yeah, I'm piggybacking on that for my lead this morning. I think that Gronk is going to do massive damage to his brand if there's another nothing thing coming out
like a
tomorrow.
Non-announcement
yeah
thing.
Like he's gonna make an announcement tomorrow at 9 a.m it's gonna be fun, everybody's gonna be excited, it's gonna be great, wonderful.
No,
but short of coming back and letting them know by November 30th that you're returning, I can't think of anything that he's gonna say that people aren't gonna be disappointed by.
So you think he's hurting his brand, the Gronk brand, by teasing another announcement?
Because I think it's another endorsement based thing.
Yeah.
It's probably another project, maybe something, you know, with his brother Chris. You know, Chris has been putting out all this like workout stuff, and you know, they got the ice shaker thing, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be another branding thing, and I think that people are kinda, it's like the boy that cried wolf at this point.
The boogeymen are back. The Patriots defense put up an epic performance yesterday on the road in a hostile environment. Granted, it was against an offense that was a little banged up themselves. But the Patriots defense, just like they did the first 8 wins of the season, saved the day. And this is a good thing, and it's also kind of a disturbing thing because they're going to have to carry the day the rest of the way because the Patriots offense still has not found itself.
I mean, no, it has not. And Tom Brady was just wildly inaccurate yesterday afternoon.
14 incompletions in the first half?
You don't see that. He was missing guys by feet, if not yards.
Oh, Isaiah Wynn cannot get here soon enough.
Yeah, all right. My lead this morning is about Gwyneth Paltrow and her Goop Holiday Gift Guide is out.
Can't with this nonsense.
And for the submissive on your gift list, you could get a $1,350 bondage kit from Gwyneth Paltrow.
Can you get Ebates on that? Are they doing 6% back on Goop?
It includes wrist and ankle cuffs and a leather-bound paddle.
Yeah,
This is something you don't want to open around mom and dad on Christmas morning.
Oh, that was a gag gift from The Office. That was the Yankee Swap.
Is that code? Gag the gag gift?
Yes, that was Yankee Swap.
Unless you live in Reno.
What happened to socks and underwear? I mean,
level up. But I'm pretty sure you can get all those items on Amazon for like $16.12.
I think you could probably make your own bound and gagged kit if you wanted for about $125. Yeah. I would think, but it's bound to please for the dominant or submissive one on your gift list. Just go to Goop and pick up the $1,350 bondage kit.
Obscure reference. Did you ever see the movie Bound?
Yes, great movie.
Outstanding.
One of the great all-time scenes there between it was Gina Gershon and Jennifer Tilly in that. Yes, I know. That's fantastic. All right. Well, those are our suggestions for what you will be talking about today. And if you'd like to be on the show, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. It is a Patriots Monday, and we will be joined on this show by Tom Brady a little later on this morning and by Boomer Esiason coming up at 7. And coming up next, it's official. You won't have a styrofoam coffee cup to keep your hands safe ever again here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So we'll get to that and other things coming up next on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Boomer Esiason joins the Greg Hill Show at 7. Now, here's what's trending right here on WEEI.
And when Boomer joins us, he'll be brought to you in part by DCU and Vertex and posted at WEEI.com. Trending now, brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Ram's Black Friday sales event. Get employee pricing plus on a new commercial truck. Visit 495ram.com. Don't want to bury the lead. Bentley football winners over the weekend, right?
Yes.
Huge win.
Yes, giant win, and they secured the NE10 conference with that win.
Whoa.
And they wanted some acknowledgement from you because you were bitter throughout this season with regard to the Bentley Falcons.
Every win, I praise them. I lead my trending with them.
They get it done. So
on to the playoffs or what? What's next?
No playoffs.
What?
I believe strength of schedule hurt them a little bit there.
Come on.
Ken.
No playoffs. So it's on to studying. For Breece Hill and the Bentley Falcons, they're on to studying over there. They got to get back to the books.
We're denied Bentley Clemson? Damn. Yes.
Big Bentley announcement tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Here's what Gronk is teasing.
What's up, Gronk Nation? I have a big announcement to make. I can't wait to drop it on all y'all this coming Tuesday. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a good time. Come check out my Instagram page this Tuesday, 9 a.m.
All right, you want to give chances it's football related, Hillman?
I would say zero.
Zero chance.
Zero?
He's not teasing a major NFL return announcement on his personal Instagram. The NFL ain't going to let that happen, nor will the Kraft Group. Bye.
Ice shaker bottle, bro.
Yes, boy, bye.
Does Perry make a big appearance in the announcement?
Probably. He's probably with Gronk at all times. Probably driving his vehicle.
Sure, we'll have that live for you tomorrow here on WEEI. Patriots 17, Eagles 10. Julian Edelman's 15-yard touchdown pass to Philip Dorsett, the difference. I give Fitzy some credit. He teased this with Brady last week.
That's
a little trickeration coming, right, Fitzy?
Mm-hmm.
Good on you.
A couple gadget plays last night for the offense.
Yeah.
Needed them. Smoke and mirrors.
Big time. They needed that Edelman pass big time. When the only way they can score inside the 20 is a wide receiver option pass, something's wrong. Something wrong in Foxborough.
1 for 3 in the red zone officially. Also had one stall right at the 20. But here's Brady asked about the red zone struggles after the game.
Yeah. I don't have any more. I don't know.
Just what is happening? What?
I hope he's in a better mood when he calls in this morning.
Wow.
I hope so. The guy was a little dejected. He needed somebody to comfort him. He needed like an ice cream. I know he doesn't like ice cream. He only likes the avocado kind. But somebody needed to get him like one of those strawberry shortcake things or a
Something other than strawberry.
The almond joy one. Yeah, not strawberry.
Yeah. Toasted macaroon. Mm. Yeah.
A chipwich.
Oh, the goat of ice cream sandwiches.
Wasn't that bad. I mean, they did come back to win on the road. They're 9-1. I mean, Mr. Four Agreements upset. Anyway, N'Keal Harry, 32 snaps in his debut, mostly, though, because of a rolled ankle from Sanu. Or, I don't know. Fitzy, there was another mystery. Why was he not in the red zone activity?
One target
in the red zone?
No, one target all day. One target, one catch, 11 yards. So he made his NFL debut, got a target, and that was that.
On to Dallas week here in the NFL. Tonight, though, we'll wrap up week 11 with the Chiefs at the Chargers. That's after Monday night, 7:30. We will join Westwood One and Tom Brady and Scratchy, of course. Celtics did finally lose one. They'll be at the Suns tonight, 9 p.m., and the Bruins will host Jersey tomorrow at 7. This is the Greg Hill Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Second and 10. Time to be able to throw it down the field. No one there. In the direction of Myers, who made his first catch of the game a couple of plays ago.
Well, this is just a terrible job by Myers. I mean, he's throwing you a fade route on the sideline, and you just run inside.
Just see Tom shaking his head?
Well, yeah, because it's just like, what are you, like, that's not even like a thing. You don't run back inside on a fade route like throwing a slot receiver. It's just, Tom's having to overcome a couple of young receivers who just need to learn the system.
Make the goodbye honest.
I can see why the guy is upset, depressed, and unable to cope. Tom Brady. I mean,
so dejected.
You were kind of saying that it was inappropriate that he was upset last night after a win. But
I don't think it was inappropriate, but I'm definitely going to call out the fact that he was pouty potent.
Well, what's wrong with pouting?
Nothing at all.
I don't understand why wouldn't you pout if your receivers can't run the route they're supposed to be running. Why wouldn't you pout about that?
Pout the route?
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a Peyton Manning type response, though. We always praise Brady that it was all about winning, not about personal stats, the success of the team over personal accomplishments. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. I mean, if this were Peyton Manning pouting after a win, wouldn't we be calling him out saying, who cares about your personal stats? Just worry about the win.
Here's a 617 text that says, it's nice to live in a city where you can bitch about an NFL win.
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Brady's doing. Is that guy blaming the media? Brady is leading the way.
I feel like he gets a pass, though. He's in the game.
We do have the best first world football problems in Foxborough. That's for damn sure. But, I mean, he really did look like he took the L last night. I mean, he was so dour. Just, I guess.
You mean post-game?
Post-game, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There was no bad body language during the game.
Oh, on that Myers wrong route, you looked at his face. I mean, that would be the scariest thing in the world to see Tom Brady, not even really angry, just dismissively shaking his head like, who is this buffoon running straight up the field?
By the way, countless Nick corrections coming in this morning. This is Chad. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
I got a correction for the honk.
Yeah.
N'Keal Harry actually had 2 receptions for 18 yards yesterday. So get your stats right, Ted.
Texters are saying 3. Texters are saying 4 targets, 3 receptions,
correct.
18 yards. Okay. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. I mean,
Fitzy said Brady had 6 touchdown passes.
Yep. Obviously, I was watching a different game. My bad.
I want to ask, when Boomer is on at 7, I want to ask Boomer if this is the worst Tom Brady-led offense that the New England Patriots have ever had.
Wow. Scorching. Coming in hot.
What? I mean, give me another one. I mean, give me another in 19 years. or whatever it is, 20 years, or I guess it's 19, right? Give me another offense that's been worse.
I can think of two different times when the Patriots offense was on par or worse than this, and that would be years we point to with bad receiving cores, mid-2006 and early 2013. The offense struggled wildly. Remember the Thursday night game against the Jets? They couldn't do squat. Edelman saved the day. Kind of like yesterday when, on the road, Edelman saves the day.
Yeah. Texter, 774 Texter. Yo, Curtis, Tom Brady does not care about his personal stats. He cares that the team is not performing the way it should be.
There's probably truth to that, but I mean, I think Tom Brady in 2006, that's a great point by Nick. That's about as close as it comes to as an awful surrounding cast as Brady has ever had. I mean, that year they had Jabbar Gaffney and Ben Watson, right? He was the best offensive weapon that year.
And Daniel Graham, and of course, they had Jabbar Gaffney and the ghost of Doug Gabriel at receiver as well.
And I don't think that Tom Brady caring about his stats versus the team stats are mutually exclusive. I think he can care about both.
Well,
he can care about the team performance and also care about his own stats.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think if it's possible that he feels like he let the offense down last night because he was wildly inaccurate. I mean, I think that's possible where that's what the dejection comes from.
It's a mix of inaccuracy from Brady and then frustration over the fact that they just they can't get the engine to turn over just time and time again. Screen pass, how many times are we going to see the misdirection screen pass to James White or to Rex Burkhead where there's one offensive lineman and three D linemen sniffing it out and ready to just steamroll it? Mm-hmm. It didn't look like they were able to impart any creativity except for obviously the trick play, which worked yesterday. Deep passes weren't working. Screen passes were being sniffed out. No one was open over the middle. Mm-hmm. Tough day at the office.
Here's a text that says, imagine if you were given two Syracuse University interns to produce your show rather than two extremely talented producers like Ken and Curtis.
Good text.
Ken, stop texting
you'd be pouting as well. You would be pouting.
Good morning, Mr. Curtis.
I am pouting because it's official and you can't get a Dunkin' Donuts Styrofoam cup anymore.
Wah.
As of this morning.
Wah.
What do you mean, wah?
I've been using the same one Styrofoam cup for my iced coffee for the last 6 years.
Oh, well, you're perfect, Danielle. I knew that was going to be your approach. You're better than everybody else. You don't care one bit whether you can get a Styrofoam cup or not.
Wait, so the one I'm holding that I got this morning might very well be the last one?
As of today, this is the final day here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts that one can get a Styrofoam cup from Dunkin' Donuts.
But I love my Dunk Styrofoam cup.
No more double cupping for you guys.
Hey!
You can't have it anymore.
That's why you go to Cumbie's. Get all the Styrofoam you need there.
That's right. Yeah. Cumbie foam.
I mean, what about those of us that like iced coffee all winter long and we want to keep our hands warm with the double cup? We can't get the double cup anymore?
No.
That's it? So,
you're being ridiculous. You don't even double cup it.
I do double cup
it. No, you don't.
I do double cup it. Hello, Steve?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Just wanted to say, how come the wide receivers aren't pouting when he throws the ball 3 or 4 yards away from them?
That's a pretty good question.
Okay. You know, I love Tom Brady with all my heart, but, you know, sometimes he's just a big baby, and he's just got to grow up and whatever he has out there, he has, and he's got to make the best of it.
So he can't show any emotion after a poor...
Yeah, but he's always complaining about their rookies. They don't understand the system. Well, you know something? They need time, and by him doing what he's doing is not helping their situation.
All right. Okay. This is Dave in the truck. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Greg. Sorry for the loud noise, buddy.
No worries. What's up?
All right, I'm going to tell you, I want to say that Brady definitely is concerned about the receiving corps around him.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look what his face was and his expression when he threw Jacoby Myers a fade to the outside of the line and Myers ran the wrong route, he was pissed off.
Well, I think he has a right to be. Doesn't he have a right to be pissed off?
Of course.
And he also has a financial stake in this because he can opt out at the end of the year. He's basically a free agent, and he's not putting up the numbers I think he had anticipated at this point of the season.
Interesting.
So you think for him, it's all about the next deal. That's what you think he's really upset about, Curtis.
No, I genuinely believe that Tom Brady wants to win above all else, but this is a unique sort of crossroads that he's at in his career. We had his trainer last week telling us he wants to play into his late 40s, and he wants to be financially compensated for the success he's brought to the region, and right now he's not in a very good position with any leverage.
Well, if they get to Miami, can they win with this offense like it is right now? That's my question.
Yes.
They can?
They can win with this offense right now because of this defense.
They can.
Just like they did back in February in Atlanta.
So no concern about the Super Bowl whatsoever.
Oh, plenty of concern.
But they can win with this offense like it is right this moment, like it was yesterday.
The offense will do barely, if kind of, sort of, just enough, because they will be led by their defense, which was excellent yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a Patriots Monday. Tom Brady will join us at some point during this morning show, hopefully not using some kind of a banned styrofoam cup here in Massachusetts, where we're getting rid of straws and plastic bags and balloons and styrofoam cups. And Boomer Esiason will join us in about one half an hour here on the Greg Hill Show. Coming up when we come back, there was a showdown at the NFL SJW Corral this weekend, and I want to know who won. Was it Roger Goodell or Colin Kaepernick? We'll get to that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Old pirates.
Let me start by saying I appreciate y'all coming out. That means a lot to me. Our biggest thing with everything today was making sure we had transparency in what went on. We weren't getting that elsewhere, so we came out here. It's important that y'all are here. Y'all been attacked for the last 3 years. Y'all continue to be attacked. We appreciate what y'all do. We appreciate you being here today. We appreciate the work you do for the people and telling the truth. That's what we want in everything. I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years.
Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had.
Let's go ahead and get this out of the way early. I want to know who won the showdown this weekend. Was it the NFL or was it Colin Kaepernick?
Nike.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nike was the winner?
Yes.
Yep. Phil Knight wins again.
Thank goodness. I'm just finally glad somebody gave Nike a chance. Just nice little boutique upstart, you know. Their GoFundMe, the Kickstarter. Yeah. They got fully funded this weekend. Right. And, you know, if you want to take a chance, they're a nice upstart.
I mean, listen, the guy announced that he wasn't going to show up where he was supposed to show up. Because the media wasn't going to be allowed, the transparent media wasn't going to be allowed into that workout. And he was worried that the NFL was going to essentially take the throws that were not good throws, and that was all that they were going to release to the public. So he decides he's going to hold his own workout and basically go where he wants to go. And then he's going to, at the end of it, give a 90-second social justice statement about how he's being prohibited from playing. His right to play in the NFL is being denied. Right. And so I think the NFL wins, because I believe that Colin Kaepernick showed everybody exactly what he is, unfortunately, this weekend. And I don't think he cares that much about playing football. I think he cares about this continuing to be an issue.
Okay, but what were the reports of the people who saw the workout? That he looked good?
They did say right? He looked, yes, they said he looked good.
So that Kaepernick wins.
Well, there's nobody rushing him. There's no defense. I mean, I think you'd probably look good in that scenario.
No, but that was,
No?
Now, that was the big question, though. How would he look after inactivity? How rusty would he look? And he looked good. So this emboldens his case that he's being blackballed. Kaepernick is a clear winner. Big-time winner.
He's the winner. You say totally. Kaepernick won this weekend.
Absolutely.
I too, say Kaepernick won yesterday.
You do?
2 days ago,
really?
Yes.
Saturday?
I do. I believe it because he showed that he looks good enough to be a backup quarterback. If he has any desire whatsoever to just play football, not send messages or be a starter, but if he just wants to get on a roster and play football and shut his mouth and play the game, then he looked good enough on Saturday. There are never usually rushers in those situations, Greg. They don't run sims when you do a workout. It's usually just a large route tree. He made about 60 passes, didn't have to do too much running, not crazy accurate, but certainly they said a strong enough arm to be on a 32-man, to be on a roster in the NFL.
You can't rely on the media in this case. That'd be like tuning into Sean Hannity to get an impartial view of Trump's latest speech. The media at this was very desirous to have something glowing to report on the performance of the workout because they feel that Kaepernick has been blackballed.
Yeah, right. Well, a 978 texter says that he was winning until he opened his mouth. Mm. And the NFL won hands down. Now, I can't wait. Boomer Esiason is going to join us in 20 minutes or so. I can't wait to ask him about this because he's an old school NFL guy. Mm-hmm. And my prediction is that Boomer is going to tell you that there's no team. Nobody's going to want to sign this. I mean, that 90-second tirade afterwards. We can go ahead and listen to that. Let's listen to that whole thing in its entirety if we can.
Start by saying I appreciate y'all coming out. That means a lot to me. Our biggest thing with everything today was making sure we had transparency in what went on. We weren't getting that elsewhere the last 3 years. Y'all continue to be attacked. We appreciate what y'all do. We appreciate you being here today. We appreciate the work you do for the people and telling the truth. That's what we want in everything. I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. We all know why I came out here, showed it today in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide. So we're waiting for the 32 owners, the 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. Stop running from the truth. Stop running from the people. We're out here. We're ready to play. We're ready to go anywhere. My agent, Jeff Nally, is ready to talk to any team. I'll interview with any team at any time. I've been ready, I'm staying ready, and I'll continue to be ready. And to all the people that came out here today to support, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. To the people that aren't here, I'm thinking of you. I appreciate you supporting from where you are. We'll continue to give you updates as we hear. We'll be waiting to hear from Roger Goodell, the NFL, the 32 teams. We'll let you know if we hear from them. Ball's in their court. We're ready to go.
There we go.
That's a guy who pays way too much attention to Twitter ratios. And when he looks at, you know, when he tweets something,
yep,
and mm-hmm, he gets 30 other SJWs responding back that the man is holding him down, he believes it. Like, right, he actually believes it. This texter says that he sounded like a fool. He left 15 other NFL teams in the lurch at the Falcons Stadium.
That's right.
And that he looks like a complete moron.
So not doing it at the Falcons Stadium where he had 24 potential scouts and video guys and only ending up with 8 at, right, his new facility,
right,
pulling the last minute bait and switch, the little Deke move that he did. That you think that shot him in the foot? Well, I think he just wanted to get a piece of film out there and start a dialogue. I don't think he really even cared. Because you could just you could say also, okay, well, if this was what he was going to do, then why didn't he basically just go to a field and have his own pro day?
He could have done that
2 years ago.
He could have done it any time.
I think he wanted to do it on his terms. And I also like the fact that the NFL, when they proposed this to him last week, said you have 2 hours to accept it. And what did Kaepernick do? 2 hours before he decided to have his workout, switch locations. If you don't think that was an FU back to the NFL.
Yeah. Then, well, this 774 texter says he wants to be an activist. He doesn't want to be an NFL quarterback. That's exactly true. What he wants.
Okay, but he won, and that if that's what he wants, he won. Good activism.
Good
publicity.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It was a PR stunt on his part then. This is David. Hello, David.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking the call. Now, here's my thing. What he did, what Kaepernick did, is foolish, stupid. It's just ridiculous. But here's the big question. Why did the NFL did not want the media there? The media had the right to be there. Why is that? That tells us NFL wants things on their own terms, and they were hiding something. I don't agree with what he did. I think what he did is very stupid. It's totally stupid. But NFL blocking out the media right from the get-go, they were protecting something. They were hiding something. And if we don't think that, then we're the fools.
Okay. I don't know. We could discuss that for a moment. I mean, why do you think the NFL didn't want the media there? They didn't want it to be a circus?
Right. And I think if there's nothing else in the situation, Colin Kaepernick is the embodiment of the irrelevance of social media. That he has this army of people that just tweet anonymously at him and that create this sort of world for him, that he's this leading activist, when in reality, there's no there. He's not going to make any big changes in the world. He's selfish. He cares about himself and nothing else.
Here's a 413 text, completely disagrees with me. If you think he's an idiot for leaving the joke of a tryout that the NFL had set up for him at the stadium, then you have no idea what was really going on. Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't have any idea what was maybe they were trying to embarrass him, or maybe they were planning on releasing only the bad performances that he had and not the, you know, not the great performances. I don't know. Maybe they do have a vendetta against him, and maybe because they paid him his settlement money, they just want him to go away. I don't know.
I think they were just placating him at this point, just giving it, all right, fine, here's your little workout. We'll have a little video team. We'll put together the hype reel. We'll distribute the media to everyone else afterwards so they know what you did. And the system they set up was very traditional. And obviously, everything Kaepernick does is pretty non-traditional. So he decided he wanted to have it on his terms. I think he just should have done it. If he was going to do it this way, he should have done it 2 years ago, because it is dragged out forever. But would I put him on a 53-man roster? Absolutely.
You would?
Yes.
After what he said afterwards, you would want that in your locker room and on your team?
If the media is going to focus, if I'm playing football games and I'm winning or losing and I've got star players and the media in my market decides to focus on what my backup quarterback has to say, then obviously the rest of my football team isn't doing enough damn good business to merit coverage. And so they're focusing on Kaepernick. That's more an indictment on my football team than it is the star power or activism of Colin Kaepernick. I'm looking just at his physical talents, and I think he can play football still.
Here's a text that said he did the complete opposite of what he should have done, which was let his body of work speak for him, not open his mouth afterwards. He looked good. Like if you're an expert and you're sitting there and you're saying, all right, he looks pretty good at this workout.
Right.
And maybe afterwards he's going to go out and say, hey, I hope somebody gives me a chance. I just want to play football. I just want to get. I just want. I just want. I just want to get back
rah,
in there.
Rah,
no,
rah,
spoon rah,
rah, rah, rah, rah, rah, rah.
How about I'm grateful for all these people that flew to Georgia to watch me play. Thank you for watching me, and I hope I get an opportunity to sign with one of you.
Yeah. How about if you're Hugh Jackson and the NFL contacts you Thursday and says, Hugh, we want you to run Kaepernick's workout Saturday in Atlanta. You get on an airplane Saturday morning to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You land. You find out that Kaepernick has pulled the bait and switch and moved the workout an hour away from Atlanta, and you get right back on the airplane and fly home.
Bye-bye.
And Curtis is dead wrong, by the way. I mean, this guy has become a symbol for a movement. I mean, I don't know if he's making significant change now, but he certainly... We're still talking about him. I mean, he hasn't played in the league for 3 years.
We're talking about him because we have to. I'm hoping that after today we don't have to talk much about him, to be honest with you. He doesn't want... If he really wanted to be on an NFL roster and contribute to an NFL franchise, then I would say all the more power to it. And go out there and give it your best and see what comes of it. But I don't think that – look at the shirt he was wearing. I mean, he's putting himself out there as somebody who has been done wrong. And he doesn't hold any responsibility on himself for where he is at this moment.
And what has he really accomplished? He's gotten a big money deal from Nike. Other than that, what has he changed? What has he actually stood for?
I mean, he's brought a lot of attention to the cause of police brutality and social injustice in that capacity. That's all we talked about for 3 years.
Something's Ken, wrong with today because I'm with Ken.
Ken and or Nick.
Yes.
A texter says, you have the opportunity to interview with another radio morning show. And... at the last minute, you call them up and you demand that the interview is to be held in a different place and under your own specific rules and requirements, you think that radio, that morning program is going to say, wow, this is the kind of guy that can... He's a really cooperative guy. He can really mold himself into our system. He really cares about the franchise and not himself. Yeah, get out of here.
I agree with you. He doesn't want to be hired. That's not his intention. That was never his intention. He wanted to just prove beyond a shadow of a doubt the NFL's got it out for him. And he's been blackballed.
I mean,
he looks good. He can throw. If he wanted to play, he could.
He's like Madonna when she started speaking with a British accent.
Yeah. Antonio.
Where did the accent come from? I mean, wasn't he brought up in like a upper middle class
Gap
environment? Yeah.
Wait, what shirt are you referencing to? Because all I saw was like that Nike fit, the dry fit tank top.
He showed up in like the movie Roots shirt.
I'm sure he just reached for whatever. Was at the bottom of a pile.
He was wearing a Dalian shirt, which is weird.
Yeah.
Y'all been attacked for the last 3 years?
This is Matthew. Hello, Matthew.
Good morning, everybody.
What's
Hello.
Up? What's going on, Matthew?
Hey, Hootie McBooby, how are you?
Fantastic.
Hey, listen, if you really wanted to play football, why didn't you go up to the Canadian Football League a couple of years ago? Why does he stand for Nike when they pay their workers 20 cents an hour? If he's really looking for justice for people and equality, why does he stand for a brand that does that?
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day.
That's a great question. I mean, I believe the NFL won. They initiated a showdown and they won.
Yeah.
He blew it.
They look like total buffoons. The NFL won?
They look like buffoons?
They put together a hastily organized workout to appease Jay-Z. It failed miserably. He went somewhere else and punked them. Half their coaches that went to the wrong place.
And he
looked good.
Half of the teams who were going to give him a shot are now thinking to themselves, what a jerk.
Okay.
They showed up at the other place without any notice. And the guy, I cannot believe that you think the NFL won.
You keep looking at it like he wants a job. Excuse he does not
that,
want a job.
That you think, I can't believe you think he won.
Right. He did.
He doesn't want a job.
What if both sides look bad?
I don't think both sides look bad. I really don't. Hello, Steven.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Steven?
So, first and foremost, big fan of the show. Love when you guys have Wiggy on.
All right.
He's right here, Steven.
Yeah, okay. Hi, Steven. How are you? Yeah, Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, what's your name?
What's up?
I just hopped in the car. I didn't even hear you yet.
Huh?
I just hopped in the car, so I didn't know Wiggy was there.
No, I'm right here.
What's up, Steve? How you doing, man? Yeah.
Say hi to Wiggy.
I'm doing good. So I just wanted to get this in real quick. So you guys are reporting what's going on wrong. ESPN reported yesterday that the NFL was the one that moved the venue, and the biggest point was that the NFL also presented him with a contract that in the fine print of the contract said that after yesterday's workout, he would be no longer able to pursue any kind of lawsuit or anything against the NFL.
Yep.
And that's where he got cold feet. That's when he backed up and said, whoa, wait a minute. What if he doesn't even get signed? And he signs his contract and then he's done. So it was a ploy. They used Jay-Z to make it look like he was doing something big, but they knew what they were doing from the beginning. Big contracts. They knew what they were doing.
That's right. Yeah, they gave him a little kid pro quo there. You know, Jay-Z does one thing and he does the other.
Uh-huh.
This is your friend Wiggs.
Right. I mean, if they would have gave him a fair shot, that'd be one thing, and then I'd be totally on you guys' side, 100%. But, you know, if you're trying to, knock out two birds with one stone, then that's not fair.
Mm, all right. This is Nick from Narragansett. What's up, Nick?
Yeah, just two quick points on this. I think, first, if he really wanted to play, I think either that AAF or the XFL would have been calling at some point, and I guarantee you that they would have at least put him on a roster.
Well, the AAF did call, actually, and they wanted to have him in the league, and he wanted way more money than the AAF, which went broke 12 games in, offered him.
The other point I wanted to – you guys were saying that, his throwing, was showing enough that he could play in the league and that he should have a spot in the team. The same could be said for Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown can still play, but because of his antics, nobody wants to sign him. So I think it's not so much whether he can play or not. I think it's that you don't want the distractions and the antics that go around with him. I think New England learned that pretty quickly.
Yeah, he showed his cards. I mean, it's amazingly stupid, in my opinion, if you want to play in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to play in the NFL and you just want to be the poster child for social injustice, mm-hmm. then you did exactly what you wanted to do, and you won.
The most laughable thing here. Oh, go ahead, sir.
No, but I'm just saying, if you want to play in the NFL, then you show up there. I get it. Have your own workout, whatever. Show up and say, listen, I didn't agree with the kind of the rules that the NFL put in place for this, so I did my own thing. I hope I showed that I can perform for a team, and I hope somebody gives me a chance.
Right.
But that's not what he did.
Of course not. But the most laughable thing here, I got Peter King. He wrote in the Football Morning in America, his weekly column for NBC, the Kaepernick mystery. And he writes, according to one source, unnamed, that he believes there is interest in actually signing Kaepernick because when he was with San Francisco, although he was kneeling, he was, quote, dead serious about winning. He won one or two games that entire season. He was not a good quarterback at all, and winning was never the most important thing for him there.
No, he was good in 2016. I know Blaine Gabbert supplanted him, and then Gabbert got injured, and Kaepernick took over. But his stats were actually pretty good, and he played some excellent football. It gave the Pats a scare when they played him in December 2016. He wasn't that bad, and I think he honestly does want to play football again, and he's good. Kaepernick, Tuca is good. Kaepernick is good.
He was 1-10 in 2016, but winning was very important to him.
Here's a 401 text.
Lousy team.
For the first time in my life, I agree with Ken. Cap won. He got to show his abilities, and if he had participated in the NFL, who knows what they would have shown from the workout to the public.
And don't forget, the NFL wanted to schedule a 15-minute interview. They had, like, arrive, lunch, mm-hmm. coffee right, service, yeah. dessert. Yeah. Interview right. this like progressions. This was it. He showed up. He threw the ball. He gave his power to the people speech and good night.
Here is Rob from Swampscott. What's up, Rob?
Hey guys, how are you?
How are you?
Hey. So to be a quarterback in the NFL, it's not all about arm strength. When you get up to center, you need to understand where the pressure's coming from, what coverage is in, and let me tell you, the game passed this man by while he was still playing. His 1-10 season, and Fitzy, I love you, but you can't just say crappy team. His stats weren't that good. He couldn't read pressure. He couldn't read coverage. He didn't understand when they were disguising anything. He sucked. He sucked. Where's Ryan Mallett? Ryan Mallett's got a strong arm. If Ryan Mallett tried out yesterday and was throwing passes with nobody blitzing him and nobody coveraging and no one covering, he'd look good too because he's got a cannon for an arm. But Ryan Mallett's not playing, is he?
No, and he's about as smart as a cannonball too. Ryan Mallett was a complete hit. No, Ryan Mallett was a complete himbo. Oh. And maybe the game will be a little more progressive than Kaepernick was used to. But he also, in addition to a strong arm, he's actually pretty fleet of foot as well. It's worth a tryout. Again, look at some of the quarterbacks that we're seeing on these rosters playing meaningful snaps as professional athletes. He's worth a look.
All right. Well, we will see what Boomer thinks. Boomer Esiason is going to join us next, and we'll ask him about Colin Kaepernick. We'll ask him if this is the worst Tom Brady-led offense that the Patriots have ever had. Mm-hmm. We'll see what he thinks Gronk's big announcement tomorrow morning is. All of that coming up next with Boomer Esiason on a Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.